Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. Put this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And seems to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
welcome everyone. My name is Sister Shelley, and I'm so excited you tuned in and honored to share the Word of God with you today. Our purpose here at First Fruitly Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we worship your holiness with every fiber of our being. We welcome you into this 15-minute message. Holy Spirit, have your way today. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say amen. Well, recently I went to visit my beloved relative's home, and I saw a post-it note on their refrigerator. It read, Rainbow, Genesis 9, 8 through 17. It made me smile each time I went to the refrigerator. The title of today's message is Rainbow Blessings. And our Street Love Bible story, we're going to go exactly there to Genesis 9, and I'm going to read verses 8 through 17 in the King James Version. And God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. The word of the Lord. So this scripture reminds us of the covenant God made with all man, that if we see a bow in the cloud, it represents God will never flood the earth ever again. And just to summarize, the bow in the cloud, we refer to it today as a rainbow. The covenant God made is with you and your seed. Whether you receive Jesus or not, it's for all mankind. It's also letting us know that there will never be another flood to destroy the earth, and it'll be for perpetual generations. Perpetual means never ending or changing, so frequent as to seem endless and uninterrupted. Doesn't it seem strange that we live in the days of Be the Change, in which much has changed since the days of Noah? Be the Change is displayed on t-shirts and signs, but the change isn't for all of mankind, but for certain groups of man. They want us to change jobs, change partners, change our identity, change churches, change our medical insurance, change your internet service, and now it's change your money. All of the changes cause confusion. And it lets us know that God can't be involved in it, because God is not the God of confusion. God doesn't change. He doesn't change how he feels about you. His word says, I love you with an everlasting love. His plans for you don't change either. His word says, For I know the thoughts and plans I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, for you to have and expected in. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he doesn't change. Just like the rainbow, he sent to us as a reminder for perpetual generations that he will never destroy the earth by flood. Glory to God. Sister Shelley's personal story. When I saw the post-it note, Rainbow, Genesis 9, 8 through 17, on my relative's refrigerator, it reminded me of the many blessings God has for us. First comes the smile, then the reminder of the covenant, and next, the beauty of the colors we see in the rainbow. To me, it's such a magnificent reminder that we serve a forever God who sent us a bow in the cloud that will forever, never change as long as the earth remains. What a mighty God we serve. In conclusion, whether you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior or not, the rainbow blessings is for all the earth to enjoy. It doesn't discriminate by country or nationality, whether you're male or female. It doesn't care about all the changes you're impacted by. Today, the message for you is a reminder that the God of yesterday, today, and forever is showering you with his perpetual rainbow blessings, which include his everlasting love. Receive them today and just smile. Glory to God. Well, I hope this message has been a blessing to you, but we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Do you want to have the everlasting, abundant life God has planned for you? You can only receive it by accepting his son, Jesus. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you ready? Repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry. I want to receive your son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died for me, was buried for me, and rose again for me. And right now, I am saved. Family, I have a second invitation for you. And this is for those who have walked away from God. Maybe you accepted Jesus when you were a kid and you want to come back to him wholeheartedly. That means you want to rededicate your life to Christ. If that's you, 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If that's you, you confess whatever you need to the Lord, and I'll pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all of those who are rededicating their lives to you today, according to 1 John 1 and 9. They are confessing with their mouth exactly what's going on in their life that you know about. But they are coming back to you with a whole heart, asking you to clean the plate clean, Father God. Cleanse it all by your blood. And we thank you, Father God, for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Do you hear that bell? Well, that's just for you, all those who received Jesus the first time today or rededicated your life. And guess what? Sister Shelley has a free gift for you. If you'd like to receive that free gift for receiving Jesus today or for rededicating, just go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button, and I'll send that free gift out to you. Amen. Glory to God. Our announcements for this week. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages at any time. And all I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones. Remember, it's just 15 minutes. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. That's based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. Is there yet anyone left in the household of River Rouge, Ecorse, Texas, or Michigan that I may show the compassion of the Lord to? So if you've been listening to this message and you would like Sister Shelley to bring the street outreach to your church, just reach out to me at freelunchandprayer.org, and we can prayerfully discuss this and see about coming out to your church. Glory to God. To contact or donate, please go to freelunchandprayer.org. Glory to God. Well, family, I hope this message has been a blessing to you and that you're having a wonderful day, but we got to close out in prayer now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you his peace as only he can. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. Remember, Street Love family, I love you, but street love begins with you. Thank you.